Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Good evening, bottom feeders and underachievers. It's time for your monthly dose of hilarity and free, because that's all you glom onto. Fucking freeloaders, like my sister-in-law. Anyways, welcome to the weekend. I am your host, Justin, as always, joined by...
Mike.
Kyle.
Amory.
Ben.
And Joe.
And like we do, silly questions, silly answers. You laugh and you don't give us any money, but this is what we do.
We love money.
Start strong.
We don't know if they laugh. We know they don't give us any money. We don't know if they're laughing.
They laugh. I don't know if it's the way we anticipate them to laugh, but there's laughing involved.
Thank you.
Let's start strong with Mike's question du jour.
Pick an SNL, that's Saturday Night Live, supercast with a minimum of 7 performers, a maximum of 10, and if possible, come up with a sketch concept for them to work. Not an entire show, it's a single sketch.
Did anybody do less than 10 people?
No.
No.
Sounded like Justin did.
No, I did 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it to 10.
Actually,
I don't know how you say that. I don't know how you say you got it to 10.
I mean, I'm exactly what I said. I got it to 10.
I can't wait to hear the names that you left off your list.
Well,
like we were picking from Mad TV.
Decades. We had a discussion before the show. Kyle went like all out, as Kyle does. And Mike and Kyle were of the mind, we should let Kyle go last then, because clearly he did more work than the rest of the class. To that I say no. Kyle's leading off. And I'm going to save
myself. I disagree. It's Mike's question. I think he should be.
Save myself for the end, so that we see the inevitable decline of quality in the work.
Generally not how entertainment's done, and might be an indicator why no one gives us money for things, but okay.
I say...
Mike, it's your question. You're going to cave to that?
I say, low tides sink all ships, guys.
If you can't stand the heat...
Get out of the freezer.
Yeah. All right. Show on the road.
Let's go, Kyle.
Alright, so I built mine around a few stars that, like, every skit in the show for the season would need to have at least one of these people starring in the skit, and then built the show out from there. But I also wanted, like, a little bit of variety in the cast members, so I would say the 4 stars that I picked are Will Ferrell, Kate McKinnon, Eddie Murphy, and Chris Farley.
None of them.
So one of those 4 needs to be in pretty much every skit for the entire season.
They probably will.
Because I think Will Ferrell and Kate McKinnon were the most consistent, like, maybe not home run hitters every skit, but, like, I don't really remember them striking out in skits on SNL. Really ever. And then Murphy for, you know, everything he brings to the table. I think he was, like, underutilized in the show. And then Farley for all the physical comedy. Emery, excuse me. And then the rest of the cast, I got Dana Carvey for impressions. Phil Hartman as the straight man in most scenes. Kenan Thompson, he is the longest tenured member of SNL. I think he has to be on there. Bill Hader, because someone needs to make everybody break. Kristen Wiig, because Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig need to stick together. They need to stay together. Maya Rudolph, so that's my 10. And then technically, and I looked this up so no one can say shit to me about it, my lead writer / Weekend Update anchor, and this is legitimate because... he was not considered a cast member that, like, while he was the lead writer, Seth Meyers. I believe he was the second longest tenured lead writer of SNL. My host is obviously Christopher Walken. And just to get him in there, my musical guest is Adam Sandler.
That is fleshed out. That's okay. A step and rig.
I have two skits. My first skit is Black Celebrity Jeopardy, which is co-hosted by Alex Trebek, played by Will Ferrell, and Steve Harvey, played by Kenan Thompson, with the contestants who are Oprah, played by Maya Rudolph, James Brown, played by Eddie Murphy, and Chris Farley's game show guy.
I don't know why I'm here. I'm not black.
Exactly. My second skit is a Bible study skit with church lady, Dana Carvey, Christopher Walken as the pastor of the church, Stefan as Bill Hader, Colleen Rafferty is Kate McKinnon, Penelope is Kristen Wiig, and then Jesus Christ as Phil Hartman.
I like it.
Wow, you utilized everyone.
Bravo. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, kids, it's not going to get any better than that. Joe, go ahead.
So, my super duper cast, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, Eddie Murphy, Bill Hartman, Chris Farley, Dana Carvey, Julie Sweeney, Kate McKinnon, and Tina Fey. So the sketch is, it's a high school reunion.
Pause for a second. This is the exact reason that I was not even going to fucking answer this question.
Why? That's the super cast.
Right. And we all have almost the exact same fucking cast.
There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
I got that too. I got three that haven't been.
Kyle? Kyle? Wait. Wait, because between you and Joe, you've already named the 10 people I fucking have.
Okay.
I'm not arguing against the question at all. I'm just saying that's why I didn't put much work into it, because I knew that inevitably this was going to happen because we aren't independent of our own thoughts anymore.
We have similar tastes.
Yeah. This is the hive mind at work.
Plus, there's some standouts over the last 47 years.
Yeah.
I have four people that weren't on Joe's list.
So far, I have one person that hasn't been named yet.
Robert Downey Jr. No.
Well, maybe you should have gone first then.
Nope.
I would have said my sketch.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
So it's a high school reunion. Mm-hmm. And everybody, Tina Fey is the class president. All the other cast are secretly superheroes, but they try to hide it in a completely obvious way. And Tina Fey is the supervillain, and they don't know that. And
diabolical.
Wait, so it's the whole rest of the cast, the superheroes, like everybody else that you named?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I want to see John Belushi's superhero.
I would like to see, but Belushi and Farley, that would have been magic.
Yeah. Mike.
Okay, I picked, just to piss people off, the wokest group I could think of. That's right, I went super woke by making it varied, both sexually and racially. But yeah, there's still a lot of overlap. Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Kate McKinnon, Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, and I thought Leslie Jones should come in because she's got great energy. She's loud. She could take over a sketch if she wants to. Bill Hader, of course. A couple of people working now. Heidi Gardner. If you've never seen the Blue Bunny sketch, then you should. She's great all around. She's really good this week. Kanan, because yes, longest running. He deserves it. And Tracy Morgan, because I figured no one was going to pick Tracy Morgan.
So Mike and I only had five that were the same.
I had Morgan at first, but he got swapped out for someone else for that reason.
My host would be Alec Baldwin, specifically so we could do a sketch where presidents and other world leaders through history try to find some common ground with Trump and are constantly failing. Like, he's frustrating even the most. Like, Gilda Radner would be Mother Teresa at the end, and even she would take a swing at him. Tracy Morgan as like as Nelson Mandela. Eddie Murphy as Idi Amin.
That's good.
I think that'll be a lot of fun for me.
Vinny, since you're putting your list together now, go ahead.
No, I put it up 10 minutes ago. I golfed today, but I didn't have time, and it was an anniversary. I don't want to get into it. Anyways, I got David Spade, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Chris Kattan, Farley, Dana Carvey, Bill Murray, Sherry O'Terry, Molly Shannon, and Katherine Hahn.
He only has four the same as me.
That's good.
Katherine Hahn on a season?
Was that?
Katherine Hahn was on a season?
I think so, wasn't she?
Wasn't she?
Yeah. She was on a few seasons. She was
Right.
I don't know. She was in shit.
Oh, okay.
Joe's producing.
I would have James Carey playing the host, and they would be doing a bachelor with like men and women, but Jim Carrey would reprise his role as Vera DeMilo, and Dana Carvey would reprise his role as church lady, and they'd be trying to win the heart of Chris Kattan, a like what do they call it when like androgynous Chris Kattan.
It would be better if it was Mr. Peepers.
Mm. What about Mango?
Mongo.
I go Mango.
Mango.
I think that's good. I win. Thanks for playing.
All right. My cast is Farley, Farrell, Faye, Hartman, Wig, McKinnon, Murphy, Maya Rudolph, Kenan Thompson, and Bowen Yang.
It's a great choice. Bowen Yang's really shining these days.
Yeah. And my skit is...
So Justin had the most the same as me.
Yeah. My skit is... It would be one of the legacy members doing an opening monologue. And then the monologue ends. And then it's another monologue. And the entire show is just 10 monologues.
That sounds like the laziest skit of all time.
Hey.
You're welcome. Mine was better.
Yeah, it was. I told you. We were going down. This way, the rest of the show, there's no expectations. We didn't build anything up for them. We let them down. Now everything else is...
There's expectations. Now there's expectations that it's going
to suck. Everything else is great. Yeah, now we're going to knock their socks off, kid. Nah.
Oh.
All right. What's a fictitious item from a movie or show you'd love to have in your daily life?
I'm glad this was the next question, because I have a question about this question.
Usually questions, not questions.
Does it have to be a physical object?
I mean, that item, usually an item means it's a physical thing.
Well, it can be a thing, right? Like a power? Like a superpower?
I don't think a power can be an item, Kyle. I think an item is a very well-defined word. There was no tiptoeing around this.
Is it? Because I think it's a very generic word.
Joe, can you...
Jump in here. So Captain America's serum, that's considered an item, which granted him superpowers.
Yeah,
Kyle,
yeah,
sorry,
because that's an item. Yeah.
I changed my answer. Go ahead.
Joe, can you look up the definition of the word item, please? Just to clarify for Kyle that he's...
I don't think it really matters. I have two answers anyway.
An individual article or unit, especially one that is... part of a list, collection, or set.
So there you go. So no ethereal things like superpowers.
Except Captain America's.
Yeah, well, the serum is a physical object.
Yeah. And you need more than the serum. You need the Vita Rays.
It's true.
So, like, all you have
is two parts.
Blue Bell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need Vita Rays.
All right. Vin, why don't you go first, then? Mister, I don't need
Vita Rays. Well, Kyle has two. I want two.
No.
Well, no, I can't say one because it doesn't count.
Yeah,
me neither.
But you only have...
I would like Captain America's serum and Vita Rays.
See, Mike, was I wrong for just starting the show the way I did? No, no, it wasn't. Kyle,
go arguably ahead. Yes, but the rest of the show worked itself out.
Kyle, go ahead.
Good job, Kyle.
Oh, I mean, I would want the Green Lantern ring, right?
Sure. I mean, I why are you asking me? Out of it. Why are you asking me? This is your
deal. No, I still get a superpower out of it. So, Emery, are you kidding?
Yeah, sure.
Was that your head? Okay, good.
Was you said Green Lantern ring?
Yeah, lantern ring.
I feel like you would be a different color on the spectrum.
I see blue. I don't really care what you guys see me as.
You don't have the willpower to be a Green Lantern.
Green answer.
I definitely do have the willpower.
Do you now?
Yes.
Yeah?
We just got back at you guys. That's Will. Kyle, you're green as hell right now, dude. I can't even look at you.
Yeah, Kyle's much more a Blue Lantern, in my opinion.
I disagree.
It's the same power set. It's fueled on hope.
I know, but I obviously have the willpower.
I mean,
I think it's obvious.
Out of all of us.
And also, there hasn't been a movie that has the Blue Lantern ring in it, so...
Well,
so you just want to be... You just want a movie.
I said movie or show. In the thing. You do read these, right? You don't just nitpick. Like, you do read
them. No, I don't. Thing. I don't read them.
It's like, it says...
And you don't answer them, movie. So together we make the perfect team.
Movie or show. Joe, save me.
The magic ticket from Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
Who would I don't hate that. Able to just pop into some random, you know, your favorite movies or shows?
How many times are you going to use it for porn?
Oh my god, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question for this though. Joe, do you think if you got into a movie, you would have plot armor? Is the best way to ask it.
Oh yeah.
You don't think you'd be like Danny Madigan, where you're the sidekick and the sidekick could very easily get killed?
No, I'd have plot armor. Oh no.
Right.
I would pick and choose, you know, what I would go in. So I would
I have a question about this, because they brought guns through the portal. Now, say Joe goes into Iron Man, he would have the satellites, but theoretically, could he bring something back from the Marvel Universe? Did Joe just get the unlimited ticket?
That's how it works, I guess.
The thing is, though, it doesn't always, when the thing comes into the real world, it doesn't always work the same way.
Yeah.
Like, Jack Slater didn't have his Jack Slater ability.
Yeah,
But Death was able to come through and seem to have some death abilities. So I don't know. Like, would the arc reactor even work in this world? Or does our physics run completely different?
This is true.
Yeah.
This is another episode.
Joe would get the armor out, but then it'd just be like a 6-foot.
He'd be dead.
Yeah.
It's not hooked up to anything.
Yeah.
Really cool prop.
Yeah. Damn it.
That's a great choice, Joe. I support that.
Well, Mike, what you go with?
On to me. I want those molecular realignment beds from Elysium. I want one of those. Because I'm falling apart and I'm afraid of death. So I think they're essentially an immortality machine. Like, they really are. Like, if dude's head got blown off in that thing and they were able to bring him back.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you've got some, like, you got a D battery, you're pretty good.
What about that black goo that Fat Slap is bathing in? Wasn't that keeping him alive?
Oh, in Elysium?
No, in Dune.
In Dune? I think it was keeping him alive after he got poisoned, but I don't know if it's like a cure-all. I don't know if it's like nanotech or something. It looks like it was just like Bactatar or something.
Yeah.
I'm going the pill from Limitless.
Oh, that's good. Burn a hole in the world.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, the one he has by the end of the movie...
Wait. You need the pill and the shot.
Yeah. But that's fine.
You only get one item.
Well,
yeah, you only get one item, dude.
Taking the initial pill then. You know, I'm gonna fucking become super genius. I'll figure it out like he does. It's fine.
No match for Captain America.
Go through the withdrawal and all that shit. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I mean, I have, you know, it'll exist. So I'll just keep taking it.
Yeah, back engineer it because you're so smart.
Yep.
How many do you get at first?
I don't know. I guess.
He's a list or a set, so he can technically get whatever comes in like a cigarette pack's worth, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Probably the same size bag he had, essentially.
Yeah, probably about, what do you figure? That was about like 2 weeks maybe worth?
That was a while. Yeah, like he had a bag of at like least. A month? Like,
yeah, more. That's more than enough time to figure it out.
Yeah,
on that shit.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You can sign some 2 weeks.
Go back to a favorite film and change the name of any character for comedic effect. I'll start. I went back to Pirates of the Caribbean, and I changed Bootstraps Bill Turner to Piss Flaps Bill Turner because that makes me giggle.
They turned a cannon to Piss Flaps, Piss Flaps.
Piss Flaps, Piss Flaps.
Piss Flaps Bill Turner. Good times.
I was going to say, mine might be the best, but you know what? That's a high watermark to reach.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Vin,
you still end with mine, though.
Vin, what do you got?
The movie Hancock, I would change his name to Horsecock.
This is a good question already.
Yeah. This is delightful. Kyle.
Oh, good. Mine's not as funny as yours, but I like it. Good Will Hunting. I'm changing Stellan Skarsgård's character from Dr. Gerald Lambo to Dr. Harold Soldierfield.
Okay, that's cute. That's very cute.
That was good.
Next stop for a second.
That was good.
That was a smart one.
That was very smart. Wordy and smart.
Thank you. I think it was fitting for the movie.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get it, though. I don't get it.
Because Lambeau's the field that the Packers play on, and Soldier Field is the field that the Bears play on.
It's fun.
See? I told you it wasn't as funny.
That was good.
No, but it's good.
It was creative.
You don't have to sell it after.
Joseph?
No, I just... It was over my head.
Yeah. Giving due props.
Most things are.
It makes me smile.
I did Jaws. So I took Quint, and he's Lint. He is the wacky sea captain.
Captain Lint?
Captain Lint.
Oh, Joe.
I would have gone with cunt.
I thought mine wasn't funny.
Captain Dong.
Captain Dong.
On to me?
Yep.
One of my favorite horror movies of the late 80s, early 90s was about a giant revenge monster, but I think it would become a comedy if you named it Blumpkinhead.
Well done.
Thank you. We bookended that well.
The Adventures of Piss Flaps and Blumpkinhead. That was good, guys.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's funny.
Who's your favorite Marvel couple?
I'll go first.
Oh, no, I'm going to go first.
I'd like to go first, please.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Rogue and Gambit. Or Rogue with whoever. But 90s Rogue.
Big ass.
She's still technically please. 90s Rogue. Show takes place in 97.
Nope, we're taking Joe's ticket, and we're getting 90s Rogue.
Nope, she's still 90s Thank Rogue. For me, it's Fitzsimmons. Fucking love those two.
They were adorable together. They're
adorable.
You should watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Agent Fitz and Agent Simmons.
Yeah, Fitzsimmons was great.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rogue's hotter.
I don't know.
Gemma was pretty hot.
Gemma was hot.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
she was hot.
And that, British, without the annoying British accent.
Yeah,
too.
It was nice.
That was sugar.
That was nice.
Rogue was popping out of a friggin' her leotard.
I don't like Southern accents most of the time. Not huge on British, but like Southern accents.
The rain in Spain.
Oh no, he said don't let it win.
Come
on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe.
Deadpool and Lady Death.
Okay.
Fucked up. It's the fucked up couple.
Yeah.
Can I take my back?
No.
I do it over again?
Ooh. So.
Joaquin Phoenix Joker and Lady Gaga's Harlequin. Thank you.
Did they port over to the Marvel Universe and I didn't notice it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, you're right.
Couple.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was comic books.
After getting to watch the sneak peek of the Deadpool 2 footage that I got to watch, I can confirm that I was right about the relationship status of...
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, they did, the more I watch that trailer, the more their energy is not boyfriend-girlfriend.
Yeah, I fucking called that, dude.
Yeah.
Kyle.
What?
The warrant.
What?
Your answer, bro. Are you eating popcorn?
Quick question.
Marvel couple. Favorite.
I'm just kidding. I didn't know Fitzsimmons was an answer. I wrote Sue and Reed, but I'm changing mine to Fitzsimmons.
Okay, cool. Now that is pizza.
Did you say Rogue and Gambit?
Okay, I'm last?
Yes.
My standard one would be Reed and Sue, but I'm going to go with Spidey and Deadpool.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
You wouldn't think they'd be so opposite, but I mean, Spidey is the goofy one in every group he's in. He's the one that everybody rolls their eyes at. Until Deadpool shows up and he becomes surprisingly serious, because Deadpool is so fucking absurd that he always feels like he's got to be straight man to him. Like, there's got to be some kind of sanity going on here. So yeah, that is that's a pairing unlike any other. It's definitely a pairing unlike Deadpool and Wolverine.
I like it. Who's an underrated actor that you were impressed by their resume?
This is a very odd question to me, because I was just thinking about someone that I had to look up their name because he was in so much fucking shit.
See,
do you want to go first?
The name I have is recognizable, but it's the amount of shit that person's in and the range. When you think about it, you're like, oh, well, fuck. But yeah, go ahead, Mike. Start.
Anybody know Bob Gunton by name?
No.
No.
You would know him by face, because he was the captain in Demolition Man.
No.
He was Leland Owsley in Daredevil. He was the father in Dead Silence. Now, you may not know these. He was the warden in Shawshank Redemption, and he was the guy with the raven in Ace Ventura 2, the guy who owned the preserve. That dude has been all over the fucking place. And he plays such a great bastard. But in real life, he's one of those guys like William Atherton where everyone says he's a great dude, but he's incredible at playing an asshole.
You're like me.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
For my answer, I went with Wayne Knight.
When you think about it, really. When you really think.
He has been in a lot of fucking shit.
A handful of really big things.
Yeah.
Going back a while, like, first time I ever saw his face, he was saying the line, "Look, it's Enrico Palazzo."
Yeah. Can I go next after that one?
Go ahead, Joe.
Because you just mentioned Enrico Palazzo. I picked George Kennedy.
Okay. He was huge in the 70s. He was a big disaster movie guy.
Big, but he not only, he could play a douchebag. He was in 188 different like movies/TV shows where he, you know, later in his life he got known for comedy because of Naked Gun. But early in his career, he was such a dramatic actor. So, like, but everybody from, you know, always talks about Leslie Nielsen, like, remembers Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun, but they never really talked how good George Kennedy was.
Vin.
You guys had cooler picks than me. I picked Michael Shannon. I feel like he's so underrated. But
I agree with that pick.
Yeah, I can see it.
No, Mike's pick was so unique. My pick sucks.
He's really good in Boardwalk Empire.
He's one of those guys that no matter how big he gets and how mainstream he gets, he's never going to be a superstar.
No.
Because he doesn't try and become a superstar.
He's indie as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those eyes, those fucking bulging eyes.
It's the intensity.
Yeah.
Kyle.
So not only do I think this person is an underrated actor, but he's also had the kind of career that, like, if I was an actor, I'd want to have because of the things he's been in. Carl Urban was Scourge in the MCU. Billy Butcher on The Boys. Bones McCoy in Star Trek. He was Judge Dredd. And he was Éomer in The Lord of the Rings.
I think he's underrated, though.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty underrated.
I would agree.
I think, yeah, I feel like he's rated. I think because of The Boys, I would say he's a bit more rated than underrated.
Well, that was his flowers, kind of, like, because he's been around.
Sure.
He's kind of one of those guys.
I would agree, if for no other reason, no matter how much love he gets, he always deserves more.
Yeah. I'm not hating on him. I think because of the popularity of The Boys, I don't see him as, like, underrated. He's like 1A on that show.
No, yeah, he's the first man on the call list.
Yeah. But it's a good pick, though. Love me some Carl Urban. I still have a soft spot for that Doom movie.
Doom?
D-O-O.
Doom.
It had moments.
Yeah.
It did.
That first person scene, that was something.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
So that shit in the theater. That was impressive.
That was all of us for that question, right?
Indeed.
All right, the top five, your top five underrated Disney characters. Let's start with Kyle.
Am I doing all five, or are we going around the horn?
Let's go around the horn.
All right, I'll start with Nani from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Because although she starts off that movie doing a terrible job, she's also effectively a teenager trying to raise a child while scrambling to find a full-time job.
And working through whatever kind of mental hell she's got from losing her fucking parents.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, having to deal with an alien invasion.
Yeah.
And, like, prioritizing her relationship with her sister over a guy who's clearly obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I
will second that because she is also on my list.
I like Lilo from Lilo and Stitch.
Me too.
And there you have it.
Is everybody happy list?
Vincent.
Milo Thatch from Finding Atlantis. Is that what it's called?
Just Atlantis.
Just Atlantis. Yeah. It's got a sub name, right? It's Atlantis.
The Lost Empire.
Yeah, that guy freaking, without him, they're not getting there.
Agreed.
Underrated movie.
Very. Stunning movie. It's a very pretty movie.
Ahead of its time.
Joseph.
Meriwether from Sleeping Beauty. Everybody was, you know, looks to Aurora, flora and fauna, but it was Meriwether who made it so she would fall asleep after pricking her finger instead of dying.
Joe,
she was cursed.
Joe, I love you.
That's a good call.
That's a good call.
I love it.
Michael.
I'm going to go with Sven from Frozen. Everybody talks about Olaf. Elsa gets the song. Her sister gets the song. But I love the gimmick with Kristoff speaking for Olaf. For Sven.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part of the whole movie. Best part of both movies is that whole...
Dude, when in the second one, when Sven gets his song, kinda, and it's a fucking...
It's really Kristoff's song.
And it's a fucking 80s power ballad.
I should watch that again. I only watched it when it first came on Plus.
Lost in the Woods is a jam. Kyle, number two for you.
Well, I mean, I have six on my list, but I was going to narrow it down to five based on what you guys said. But since you just said Sven, I got to say Kristoff. Kristoff clearly has feelings for Anna from the very first time he meets her. Points out all her weirdness, but somehow they endear themselves to each other based on their mutual weirdness. And even after he develops feelings with her, for her, he still brings her back to the guy that he thinks she's supposed to be with.
Yeah.
The guy he thinks loves her also and that she wants to marry. Yeah. So, aside from just being a cool guy with a reindeer, he does the right thing for the woman that he has feelings for.
Christoph's a good dude. But. Number two for me, Nigel from Finding Nemo. He's the pelican.
Okay.
Very important. This is the unexpected one. This is the unexpected.
My dude. Like, saves the day for poor Nemo, right? Nemo's, like, all crestfallen. He's like, I'm stuck in a fucking... I'm gonna die. I'm gonna get shaken to death. Nigel's all like, oh, that's your dad? Your dad's fucking alive, dude. He's coming to get you. We get all the hope back. I love it. Fucking Nigel's good people.
He's the internet of that movie. Yeah. If he didn't do what he did, no one would be able to operate in it.
Yeah.
And he saves Marlin and Dory.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
A lot.
Yeah. My boy, Nigel. Vin.
Megara from Hercules.
Megara?
Yeah. I just feel like she was an important part in his story arc and becoming a hero.
She was a whore.
Bro, whores need love too.
I mean, yeah, that's the lesson we get, but like, she was playing for the wrong team, bro.
Well, sometimes you gotta make a hard right to come back to the center. You know, she didn't know what she was doing, and Hercules showed her the light. She showed Hercules, oh my god, I can crush this puss if I beat this Hydra.
I can crush this puss if I go the distance.
I can lay my wood.
I know it's big and strong.
Yeah, you know he wanted to put his column into her building. I don't know what the buildings are called.
Joe.
Bruno. Not the one we don't talk about.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No, we talk about this Bruno. The dog, Cinderella's dog from Cinderella. It was him who defeated Lucifer so she could get the key to run down the stairs and get her and get fitted for the glass slipper.
It's a good dog. Can't keep a good dog down, they say.
This is true.
I hear they go to heaven.
Way to bring the mood down. Mike, what do you got?
Let's just think about the first episode of Gargoyles where Elisa Mazza sees a giant brick fall from a skyscraper and doesn't run away, runs up the building.
Yeah.
Elisa Mazza was hardcore.
It's a good character.
If they omit her from this live action thing, they've done a disservice to the character.
There's no fucking way.
They could go with something fresh and new.
There will be a revolt. Kyle, number three.
I'm going to go with Bagheera from The Jungle Book.
Okay.
Wasn't the one who found Mowgli. Had no legitimate reason to worry about the kid at all, other than the fact that he made a promise to Akela that he'd return him to the Man Village. And he was the only person in the movie who actively tried to keep that promise. And short of going toe-to-toe with Shere Khan himself, he pretty much handled everybody. He handled Ka for part of the movie. He handled King Louie and all his monkeys. And pretty much prevented Baloo from being a foil for the entire planet.
Yeah,
I have Bagheera on my list as well for all the same reasons. Just to fly.
Yep.
We'll keep note. Number three for me is Jin Lee. May's dad in Turning Red.
Okay.
My dude, right? When they first think it's just her hitting, you know, womanhood, he's all like, what do we got? What do we need? I'm right here. And then also, when he realizes that it's the other thing, he's married to a fucking panda monster. And also has a daughter who's a panda monster, and quite possibly the worst, a mother-in-law. Who is a panda monster. But my dude, he does his thing. He remains calm. He guides the ship.
He takes it all in stride.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking bravo, sir. Vinny, we know you have Bagheera also, because you didn't finish the list. Joe.
I have more, bro. I got reserves, dude.
So I have to follow Bruno with Trusty. Ooh, also. Because it was his nose that tracked down the carriage with the tramp.
I almost put him.
Trusty is on my list.
And my God, did I cry when he got hit.
Yeah. That was one of our dinner in a movie dinners 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Such a good movie.
So good. Yeah, and yes, I made spaghetti and meatballs.
Did you guys?
No, yeah. Well, you know how it works. And here we eat in shifts.
Okay.
Michael.
Is that back to me?
Yes, sir.
He's essentially the Iron Man and the Superman of the Justice Ducks. Gizmo Duck / Fenton Crackshell. Because not only does he have all that cool tech, Fenton also has a somewhat superpower of his own. Borderline useless, but he can count anything, any amount of things in a glance.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good pull.
Yeah. Very Saturday morning afternoon.
Kyle.
Ellie from Up.
Moving on.
No. Think about it. This woman, as a girl,
died.
Got Carl to come out of his shell in the first place.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have had really like no dreams or ambition in life. He would have just been running around with goggles for forever.
Would have been better off.
No, he wouldn't.
Instead of that fucking heartbreak.
Then they grew up together, fell in love. She was the one who made the book. She was the one who continued updating the book as they grew into adulthood. He like probably never fucking looked at it again after they were kids. She's the one who encouraged him, even after she got sick, to continue going. And through all of that, she lost a child and managed to recover and continue on the journey of, like, trying to keep that trip a real thing for them.
Wow. I've never seen it, but I feel like I just saw it.
It's probably the most heartbreaking opening to any Disney movie.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
she's like hardly in the movie at all, but she is like the driving force of the entire movie.
Cool.
I don't want to see it.
Cool. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I had Trusty on my list as well, so that's going to get through me. Mr. Vin?
RC from Toy Story. Let's look at that guy's track record.
I see what you did there.
Buzz? Would they have made it on the moving truck?
No, they wouldn't.
No.
No, RC's underrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
a
car.
Joe.
The RC
car. My last two, I went live action.
Yeah.
Tim from Heavyweights. It was him dancing like an idiot that got the kids to break out of their shell.
That's right. They all probably masturbated for the first time that night.
Wonderful.
Cool, I'm not going to be able to watch that movie anymore.
But you don't think they were jerking it somewhere in those? There's a bunch of teenagers.
Are they 12? 13?
That's something like that, I guess.
That's the age when you start and you can't stop. It's like when you first find Pringles.
Yeah, then you know what, dude? It was probably like a weird time in the other cabin later that night, either way.
They put a tie on the door, and each of them got turns.
Yeah, probably. They went to that log when they got, like, food.
Or they all sat there and stared at each other while they did it. There's only two ways to do it.
They absolutely...
Everyone's forced to be in the same room.
They absolutely...
Everyone ate the salami while he ate it.
They busted into the supplies... And they either fucked a hostess hand pie or a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Heavyweights.
Yeah. They put their evil into a devil dog.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't believe we're going here.
David Xanatos is hardcore. Going back to Gargoyle.
How do you... Wait. Underrated?
What? Yeah, it's totally under. Everything on Gargoyles is underrated.
He's...
Because it's taken this long.
He was a villain.
Yeah, sure, but he's an underrated villain in the scheme of things.
I don't think so. Not in the context of the show.
Well, not in... None of these characters are underrated in the context of the story they're in, because they're very important.
They're underrated.
You didn't question when I said Eliza Mazza, who's the second most important character on that show.
I agree, but I feel that she doesn't get as much recognition as Goliath or Xanatos. Because she was a woman in the 90s, and all people do is objectify them, right, Vin?
As he holds his tits, hands out like tits right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Just proving my point, bro. Nothing. We good.
Sorry, I'm keeping my wife entertained.
It's fine. I'll allow it, but you're on thin ice, Mike.
Why?
You don't determine the thickness of my skating.
I do. Yeah.
Actually, bro, I've actually been in the ice since I was young. Okay.
No, you weren't.
I can dribble on the ice if I want to.
No, you weren't.
Okay, the ice is fine here.
We grew up together. You weren't.
Listen, my father showed me everything I knew about ice skating.
Your dad cannot.
I drive a limousine on the ice. I'm sorry that
your dad's I was a lawyer ice skate.
And I have to do public service now.
Wait, that's
the Mighty Ducks. I've coached the entire team from District 5. It's not a big deal.
That's Mighty Ducks, bro.
No, it's probably my life.
Kyle, what's your last one?
It's the Mighty Duck Man himself. My last one is Raymond, but everybody call him Ray from The Princess and the Frog.
See, this is what I mean.
Not only was a firefly ready to go toe-to-toe with the frog for thinking he was talking to his woman in the sky, but after he found out he wasn't, he helps both of them find Mama Odie because Lewis led them in the wrong direction. So he's the whole reason that they found Mama Odie in the first place. And then he was also the reason why Dr. Facilia was stalled to the point where Tiana could have gotten the pendant in the first place. Even though she lost it and had to get it back, but still. So yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I think that's enough.
I too.
Oh, and he picked all the pricker bushes out of Lewis's ass.
Yeah, that's okay. Important. I too have Ray on my list as my last guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that song, and Jim crazy. Cummings is the man. Mm-hmm.
Design?
Yep.
Powerline. That guy was so cool that Goofy and his son ended up on stage and he just was like, I'm going to run with it. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but I'm going to adopt their dance immediately and nail it better than them. I know this teenage boy is about to get laid when he gets home. Because he was on stage with Powerline.
Professional. He's a very professional performer.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if I can make a negative list real quick, number one, the security team for Powerline. Where the hell are they?
Yeah, for sucking at the jobs? I can see that.
How are they doing?
Weren't they very portly?
Still, I mean, Goofy and his kid, like, they're going to trip when you're trying to chase them, and you just fall on them, you win.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, who are you finishing with, Joe?
So, the true hero against Team Norway from Team USA, also known as the Mighty Ducks, was not Charlie, was not Russ, was not Goldberg, but it was Julie the Cat Gaffney. She was in the shootout and she saved the last goal.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Well played.
It's funny, Jason, that you guys were talking Mighty Ducks before. I'm like, fuck.
See, this is what I mean. It's the hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been so glam. he was a drab little crab once. But I think he's the best part of the whole movie. I love his song. I will literally put it on just to listen to it in all its Bowie-ness.
It's contortness.
Yeah. Very flighty.
That is also usually why I put on songs. So.
Yeah. For their Bowie-ness?
Just to listen to them.
Yes.
Bowie in but like, space.
I'm not Justin. I tend to not put on Disney songs to listen to them. If they come on, sure. But I don't have a Disney playlist. I will actively put
multiple Disney playlists.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
We need to compare. By the way, we'll
whip it out.
You
want to
whip out Disney list the next time you're over?
Do you want to go with the playlist?
Sure.
No, it's not what this show is for.
Do you want to save that for another show?
We could.
Yes, save it for Can't Stop the Rope Drop.
Good.
Good call. Nice plug.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. That's it. Except for, it's time to add you piece of shit to the end of dialogue from three of your favorite Robin Williams films. Now, Joe looks all happy.
Mm-hmm.
He really enjoyed this one.
I did. I really did.
All right, I'll go first like I do. You ain't never had a friend like me, you piece of shit.
What was that from?
Aladdin?
Blues.
Vin?
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary, you piece of shit.
My captain, my captain.
Joseph?
Where do I want to start with this one? Alright, I'll start with the crazy one. You do an eclectic celebration of dance. You could do Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. You could do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham. Or Twyla, Twyla, Twyla. Or Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd. Or Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. But you keep it all inside, you piece of shit.
Well done, Joe.
That is my all-time favorite, Rob.
Kyle.
Wait, what did you say it was?
That is my number one all-time favorite Robin Williams movie, The Birdcage. Him and Nathan Lane and Hank Azaria and Gene Hackman.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
So good together.
Kyle Sohn?
Yeah. And why does he hang out with those retarded gorillas, as you call them? Because any one of them, if he asked them to, would take a fucking bat to your head, okay? It's called loyalty, you piece of shit.
Son of a bitch took my line. But he didn't. I'm up now?
Good.
Okay. You piece of shit.
Well done.
That was great.
Well done.
Great.
Why do they call that crowing?
I don't know.
Really good.
That was good.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test, this is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ, you piece of shit.
Nice.
The fact that he improv'd all of the dialogue when he was on the air is just amazing.
Very something else.
Vin.
Please, don't worry so much, because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth, you piece of shit.
Oh, what the Jack?
Joe in the win.
Wow.
I should have used the line from that movie.
Levels.
Joe.
I love that movie.
You're next, Joe.
Four stores and many Christmases ago, my father brought forth a factory conceived in innocence and joy and squeezable fun for everyone.
Is that toys?
That's toys.
Yes, it is. That is a underrated movie.
That movie's a fucking fever dream.
Sure is.
It is.
Kyle.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sucking the marrow out of life doesn't mean choking on the bone, you piece of shit.
Fish you got
88 minutes with Pacino?
I think you're thinking of Insomnia.
Oh, yeah. Is it Insomnia?
No, it is Dead Poets Society.
Hmm.
Right, kick ass.
Back to me.
See.
Phillies on Huey, you piece of shit.
Well done, Mike.
I'm so happy with your picks.
Some men are born great, others have greatness thrust upon them. Lawrence, you piece of shit.
Is that a museum?
It is.
Uh-huh. Mm. Tis I?
Tis you.
To live. To live would be an awfully big adventure, you piece of shit. I thought you were going to say something.
Fuck. Fuck, wait. Is Bicentennial Man?
Nah, son.
Is that Jack?
Say again?
That's Hook.
Yeah, Joe again, dude. Yeah. That was
your,
a point
two joke. Are, like, in hindsight, you know, are after the fact, kind of depressing with that.
Yeah.
<laughs> You're thinking about the end of Jack and that line. Like,
not so deep. Not so deep.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a deep guy, bro. I'm an Olympic sized pool. There's no shallow end.
But like the Mines of Minolta.
You love that movie.
Go ahead, Joe.
Look, I can't concentrate on anything until you give me one of those biscuits. I know it's crazy, but that's how it is. I guess I'm kind of hooked on them. So please, just give me one biscuit, and I'll be able to think about something else.
What else?
This is Robin Williams' last ever movie.
Hold on.
You missed a part. You missed a part.
Oh, you piece of shit.
There we go. Is it absolutely anything?
It is absolutely anything.
It's a decent movie.
It's a Monty Python movie.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle?
Comments for Kyle.
If I was going through fucking hell, I'd only want one person in the whole goddamn world by my side, you piece of shit.
Where dreams may come?
It is.
Finish it
I
off.
I love that movie.
Finish it off, Mikey.
That's my mom's favorite movie.
Beautiful film.
Yes.
Actually, it's perfect. I just never realized John Wayne walked like that, you piece of shit.
Dreaming Queen?
You've made me like this. An old, fat, short, middle-aged man.
I like how all of us sidestepped Mrs. Doubtfire because we all thought the others would have Mrs. Doubtfire.
Dude, this is... I mean, like, I could have picked from, like, 12 different movies.
Doubtfire was too obvious for me.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a show.
That's a good show.
Hey. As always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on facebook.com/nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @nerdities. Email us at nerdities@gmail.com. Check out nerdities.com.
While you're there, fuck you. And then, I don't know. Watch something on the net, and maybe if you want to spend some money, or at least, like, you know, something to glance at while you're taking a dump, go to tpublic.com, search out Nerdities. We got a bunch of shirts on there. And you can buy them in many forms other than shirts, phone covers, water bottles, hoodies. Those things happen. No fans of this show have bought any shirts, but I can say that since going to tpublic, can't stop the rope drop of souls from shirts, and they're non-family members. So that just goes to show you that those listeners are better. Yeah, so fuck ours. Go to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com and get stuff, but you won't because you're lazy. That's all you're getting. No funniness on this one. No hilarity.
Check us out on youtube.com, youtube.com/nerdities. Hit that subscribe button. And then hit the bell to get notified when new content is coming, because a lot of new content is coming, including Nerd ET's Our Cooking Show, the final installment of the Joe Trilogy. We have some shorts. We have our Halloween special. We have some Christmas specials. We have some more specials. We have some fun videos. There's a lot that's going on.
We have
on.
A May the 4th cooking show episode.
Yeah, we do. Give us a budget for this, because we need money to do this stuff, and we like to up the production value. Write to us at nerdities@gmail.com, because we'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and our product. Exactly.
Everyone else is done, right?
Yep.
The opinions of the Nerdies crew are idiotic and poorly thought out, but don't worry, next week's will be far more insulting. Fuck to the bye.
Bye-bye.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.